Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb, and we are glad because Ron is back after a week off to give us the good, the bad, and the dumb. We don't attempt these when you're not here. Don't be silly.
No.
Yeah, why would we?
I've seen people try, and I've seen people fail, so I just,
yeah,
you
it's
know,
worse.
We just leave it alone.
We'd hurt ourselves. Sean and I would just get hurt if we tried to do this. What's the good of the day?
The good of the day was the greatest catch ever made on a Saturday during college football.
Yay!
Did you catch it?
Did I catch the, is this the Jacksonville State game?
No, this is the cat dangling from the Hard Rock Stadium
during the
Miami Hurricanes game.
I thought it was the last second touchdown by Jacksonville State.
Nah, that was fun too.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the cat came up, fell down, yeah.
Cat fell, just happened to be 9/11 and fell into an American flag. How patriotic was that?
Yeah.
I have lots of questions about this.
I don't like cats, so I would have laughed hysterically as it plummeted to the death.
Wow.
Is that rude?
That's a little harsh.
Okay, that's rude.
A little harsh.
All right, never mind.
But cats always land on their feet. So, I mean, the worst thing that would probably happen is just broken legs.
Yeah, no. I would have tried to save the cat because that had to have been petrifying for the cat.
Yeah, but what I want to know is, there's no video of it. How did it get there?
That's a good question. That's a really good question.
Right? I mean, all of a sudden, just video.
Did somebody
bring
it in, or is it just a stray cat?
Well, I'm figuring it's a stray cat.
Nobody brought in a cat.
No. Right? All stadiums have cats.
Yeah, that is true.
You know,
there are a bunch of stray
cats. And I bet you a lot of the stadiums keep cats there. It's like
cats are amazing. Like, if one ever gets lost, and we always kind of go, oh, the poor kitty. No, they'll survive.
They're fine.
They're fine. They know how to do it. They know. There's a little instinct that kicks in. Where they go, I know where to get my food. I get it.
I don't believe they're 100% domesticated like dogs.
No. The other thing about cats is, let's say it was a puppy, right? And a puppy fell and you caught the puppy. The puppy would go,
ugh.
Oh, I love you. They'd lick your face. They'd be all over you. The cat looked up and went,
watch
all right,
the video.
Bye.
Watch the video. This cat immediately was like, get me out of here.
I'm
just
not playing
clawing.
Around.
Clawing the guy who caught
Thanks
him.
Thanks for saving me, but I'm not hanging around.
No,
you out of your mind? I'm in my independence.
Yeah, but see, I know stadiums house cats. I know for a fact Disneyland. I'm certain Disney World has a feral cat population.
Yeah, I'm sure they do
because you know why? Keep mice away.
Keep mice
Which
away.
Seems kind of awkward.
A little weird. Yeah,
Disneyland. You know, Mickey Mouse. I don't know.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, that was the greatest catch of the day. Sorry.
That's awesome.
I know Jacksonville State, winning a touchdown, taking down Florida, whatever.
Jacksonville State. It's amazing. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, this is a gripe that we might have to explore a little more. We don't have an answer for it. But it's these TV right deals where affiliate stations have to change the game.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, so there's two incidences that happened. One was with college football. I'm sitting there, I'm enjoying Ohio State, Oregon. Who isn't? It was a fantastic game to watch.
It really was.
About 3 minutes to go in the game, one score game. Flip. I'm forced to watch Texas A&M and Colorado.
Oh, really? Oh, that's awful.
And nothing I can do about it except go to the app to finish watching the game.
Oh, stinger.
The other one was yesterday in the NFL. I'm watching Bengals-Vikings. Late, it's an overtime, right?
And what, Minnesota kicked like a 50-yard field goal to get it into overtime?
But the game is actually in overtime. Cincinnati had already had the ball. Vikings had just punted the ball back, a beautiful punt to the Bengals. The Bengals had to drive. I guess they ended up punting. Why? Because locally here in Houston, switch, I had to watch the beginning to Saints-Packers. It's like,
no.
Can't we just finish these games and then come in, tune into this game already in progress?
Yeah, I don't understand. That's a good question. Like, there's got to be a better way to do this with split-screen technology stuff to just go, look, Let's give the people
if it's a blowout game, sure, go ahead and switch it. I don't care.
But yeah, you're right. Like if I'm watching Buffalo beat up on I don't know, whoever, and it's, you know, I'm like, oops, I got this game, and it's 25-0 or whatever, 35-3, and you want to take me to another game, that's cool. But why can't we split screen? So like, look, you gave me this game in my market. You basically were saying, don't, please be invested in this.
Yes.
For our own,
you have no choice,
business, right? So we're giving you this game. Please watch this because it helps us out. And then we go, okay, it's not really a game I'm interested in, but I will. And then you go, just kidding. Goodbye. Here's another game for you. Boom. No, you're right. It's got to be a way that we can use technology to go, hey, we gave you this game. Let's finish it and let's go to the next one.
It's not like it's computer automated either. There's guys sitting in a booth making these decisions that they can go and say, you know what? Hey, Oregon, Ohio State is going to be the most talked about game this weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you have two powerhouse teams, and one is upsetting the other right now. And there's 3 minutes to go. Ohio State had the ball at that point, too. And then they flip it over, and it's Texas A&M, Colorado.
Just starting in Denver.
Just starting. I mean, Bengals, Vikings. Bengals had the ball, and they're driving down the field. They literally switched to the Saints just to see, and the Saints run onto the field. I don't care.
Yeah.
Why would I care about them running onto the field? Of course, I know they're going to run onto the field eventually, right? They have to take the field.
No,
I don't need to
see
that.
Yeah, that's bad.
So
that's not good.
That really bothered me.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is all the heat. Speaking of Saints, Drew Brees is receiving for getting some hair.
Getting some hair.
Yes. Drew Brees, if we all can remember, you know, was very, very thin up top, and now that he's a TV analyst, has grown a full head of lettuce, and everyone is giving him a hard time about it.
Because they think it's the television saying you needed hair?
I mean, I saw one tweet from Bomani Jones, I will call him out, saying, I wonder if he went to the same hair guy as Jason Witten. Who cares?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, so what?
Let him have some hair. You know, he's a rich man who's doing nothing now. He can go get hair plugs
if he wants or whatever.
Jordan Spieth
did the same thing. Jordan Spieth, when he won the Masters at 21, he was balding.
Yeah.
And then he all of a sudden he had a hair because he's like, well, I can fix this.
You see it all the time with athletes or celebrities that go ahead and, like, I have the means. Why not go do it?
Yeah. I've mentioned this before. The one thing, hair doesn't bother me. What bothers me is when I see a celebrity and they lose tremendous amounts of weight where they're almost unrecognizable.
Yeah.
Now, I want people to be healthy. Don't get me wrong. I want people to be healthy. I don't need my fat actors and entertainers to stay fat forever. Of course, I want them to lose weight. But there's something missing about
John Goodman now.
Yeah, right?
I'm sorry, John. I don't mean to point you out, but.
No, there is. Like Jonah Hill is a perfect example,
another
right?
One,
Jonah Hill had a character. He was kind of he had this certain persona that he was. And then all of a sudden, I don't need a picture of him buff. Like all of a sudden I'm like, he's totally different now. It's like watching Joe Piscopo on Saturday Night Live. And then he's on Muscle magazine covers.
Right.
Like, of course it's great that you're healthy and whatnot, but it means my image of you changes. Like, you know, I'm glad Adele can get into a size 2 now, but I also know it comes because of wealth. It doesn't come from something I can do.
Right.
Right. She's had surgery. She's hired like the greatest nutritional team,
chefs, full-time, trainers
that do nothing. Like, imagine if how much weight you would lose, Ron, if somebody was around you all the time going, only eat what I prepare for you.
Yeah.
Don't put anything in your mouth except what I'm going to give you. And in 30 days, you're going to lose 27 pounds.
Dumb it down. I mean, you can order food and have, you know, food delivered to you and say, this is what you got to eat. Right. But you also have to have a healthy amount of exercise, which means, you know, probably need to go to a gym. You might have to get a personal trainer to keep you motivated to keep going. I mean, all that is just, you know, extra income that you and I, we just don't have.
Right. Exactly. So when there is a annoyance of seeing somebody go, you know, and again, I get it. If you're rich and you can afford the hair treatment, that's great. But something about, I don't know why I can't,
no,
when it comes
I
to weight
you.
Loss, I go, yeah, because you have a chef and people around you who are doing everything they possibly can to make sure you do fit in that size 4 or 2 or whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's why
Drew Carey looking like he's 160 pounds on Price is Right.
I know. We kind of like our fat actors.
Yeah. But like when I see Al Roker, I'm like happy for him. I'm like, I know you got the surgery and you would have probably been dead by 60 with the way. But I'm
maybe
glad
that's
you're healthy
now. You know, maybe that was John Goodman's thing too. I don't know.
Right, exactly.
John Goodman just still, when I've seen him in things now, just doesn't sit right with me.
Right. I agree.
Like, I guess stay the voice of monsters, so we're not seeing the body.
Right. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Welcome back, old friend, as we continue. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.